This is Kate Saffin of Fringe Review, and I'm talking to Millie Keeve at Fringe Central, Ed Fringe 2019, about her new solo show, Cruise to Hell. I understand it's your first solo show, and your first performing in how long?
Over 20 years. The last time I was in Edinburgh was in Fiddler on the Roof. It was either 1994 or 1995 with Chaim Topol, and I was understudying the matchmaker and playing the mother of the tailor, Chandel, I think her name was, if I remember rightly. And since then, I stopped my acting career to run a charity.
Well, I'd love to hear more about what the Fringe was like in 95, but I think you've got such...
I wasn't in the Fringe, by the way.
Oh, but I've got such interesting things to hear about the show you're going to be doing. It's called Cruise to Hell, so can you tell me a bit about the story behind it?
Yes, I've been writing my autobiography for the past 20-odd years because just after I was in this show, which was at the Palladium and then a nine-month tour, Fiddler on the Roof, during that summer we went on a Mediterranean cruise, the family, and my daughter went missing off the cruise, and that was the beginning of 10 years of was a nightmare, really, because she had a really bad reaction to everyday medicines for things that you might have, which would be stomach problem. A drug that was given for arthritis caused her to have nightmares. She had a breakdown that caused her to go missing off the ship, and that was the beginning of her few years of health that was up and down. She was absolutely fine at times. She travelled, she did work, then she had an anaesthetic for wisdom teeth removal. She was fine afterwards, and then a week later she slipped into a paranoid illness. So when we finally lost her, and obviously in the story I do explain that, what happened, it was an accident, but she was very unwell on the medication she'd been put on for the psychological problems. And I started doing research into the drugs because I found that the doctors had been unaware that things like nightmares were early warning signs of intolerance of medicines, or that following anaesthetic you might seem to be fine, but a few days later one might slip into a psychotic illness, which I've heard other people have told me. A lady doctor whose son had the same thing contacted me. Claire Milford Haven contacted me when her son died 10 days after surgery, spoke at my last conference. So my research showed me there was a can of worms to open. And I thought, this is far more important than me acting on a stage. So for 20 years, I've run a charity, had conferences, helped people one-to-one in many cases. I mean, then, you know, 20 years ago, people didn't find so much information on the internet. But once they found my website, it really opened up. Hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands of people contacted me, and programs developed on TV, documentaries, which I've helped with. I've even done my own documentary film course. But I suddenly found, in the last year or two, well, it was last year really, I came to the Fringe. I've been a couple of times, just for a few days. I came and I saw Marissa Karneski, who was doing her one-woman show. She very often performs with a group of people. She'd been invited to do a one-woman show, Incredible Bleeding Woman, by the arts people in the Fringe. And I actually helped her with her rehearsals. So I got more into what happens and how you can do it. And I was impressed with what she did. And then another friend had done a one-woman opera. And in the meantime, I met a singer called Callista Kazuko, who I just met by chance. She lives near me. And she'd been on a drug called Dianet for 8 years. Well, I'd done 10 years campaigning about this drug. It's a drug, a hormone drug, actually. It's not licensed as a contraceptive, but many people use it as that. But there's a high risk of thrombosis. And they know about the thrombosis and the blood clots. And there's a girl in Scotland working for the Stroke Society who told me she believed that caused her stroke. That was years ago I spoke to her. I don't know if she still works there. But the thing is, she was so amazed at what I'm doing and opening her eyes. And she'd already had precancer cells, which could have been a side effect. We're not meant to be on that drug that time. It's for acne, really. And it's a short-term thing. She did a campaign on the internet called Voice of Echo, using her own music. And we had an interview, and she had a launch with contemporary dancers. So I suddenly got into this theatre sort of atmosphere. And I thought, theatre is a really good way to get a message over. So I will tell my own story, because that will be the basis of it. And this story has been hard for me to talk about. In fact, writing my autobiography, I've sort of left out this part, the painful parts. But now it's over, it's 24 years ago, and I found by doing it in third person, I was able to do it. And I hope it'll save lives, really.
I think what's fascinating about that is not just that this is a place where you can share those stories, and as you say, you can get a message across, but also that writing and performing isn't something that, very easy to think being here, that it's all about very young people. But you know, neither of us are in our 20s.
Well, I am 79. I'll be 80 next year.
That probably makes you one of the oldest. There is a comedian who's been performing here regularly, Lynn Ruth Miller, who's in her 80s.
But this is my debut at 79.
So. Ah, no, I think you might have got that one. I think you've got the debut gong this year. Now, you mentioned the charity, and although we're talking about kind of theatre and those things, but tell me a little bit about the charity.
Well, what I did, first of all, I volunteered for Mind, because my way of doing things is to learn first. I volunteered for Mind, I volunteered for Papyrus, two charities, one to do with young suicide, the other one to do with mental health. None of them wanted to cover non-psychiatric drugs that cause psychiatric side effects. One person said to me, we don't tread on any toes. You see, a lot of charities rely on pharmaceutical money to help support them. Mm. And I am up against this, because it's quite difficult to find the money to run my charity. It's not one of those charities that everybody rushes to because it's children. Mm. So I've actually set up a crowdfunding site, which is on my website, to help towards the cost of this, because I feel this is a huge, it's almost like a finale for me, a way of getting the message out to be here at Edinburgh. And people like yourself, who've been so kind to interview me, are helping, because if we save one life, perhaps a mother hearing this will think, why is my daughter crying in the corner of the room? Mm. Oh my goodness, she's just been given this pill for contraception. Could it be that? It'll wake people up. Mm. Or somebody's been away on holiday. The anti-malaria drug. Are they behaving a bit strange? Keep an eye on them. Don't leave them alone. Because, I mean, a man told me he took his wife out of hospital. And he wasn't happy with it. He took her home. She had surgery. He got home. She cut her wrist. She was dead. This was after surgery. Another man had an operation. His wife was called and told, your husband's just thrown a TV through the window. He's running through the ward. He's jabbed a nurse with a needle. He had liver failure. And because of that, he wasn't metabolising all the drugs. Okay. Once they sorted his liver out, he was fine.
Okay.
So it's like saying to people, don't just look at the symptoms. Look at what's gone before. Look at the antibiotics. Look at the overdrugging of children. What I've heard recently has been horrendous. Anyway, I'll tell you about the charity. So eventually I thought, you know, I've got to form my own charity, because nobody's actually covering all the non-psychiatric drugs and anaesthetics. And I had a bad time trying to find out about anaesthetics and how anaesthetists are trained as well. They're not really taught how to deal with people who had obvious reactions to medicines before.
Tell me about the name of your charity.
And it's called April. Lovely. And it's the month my daughter was born. And it stands for Adverse Psychiatric Reactions Information Link. So april.org.uk is the charity. And the information on there contains 32 videos that I've edited, which were taken from our NOS conference. It includes the coroner from Manchester, professor from Edinburgh, Simon Maxwell, who's a great supporter of what I do, and in fact has just developed with his colleagues an exam for doctors on competence to prescribe, but only for medical students. And that's been running for 3 years. And well, I'm so pleased, and I really support him too.
Well, it's obviously a lot of fascinating information on your website to look at. For anyone who's listening to this in Edinburgh in 2019, Millie's show is between the 12th and 17th of August at 5:45. 50 minutes long, and it's at the Space on the Mile, venue 39. Thank you very much for talking to me.
Thank you very much for interviewing me.